I found that that was different in butchering. We used to raise our own free meat. I'd done that after my wife and me were married. And that one yesterday, we married in January 1911. But in butchering hogs, on the full moon we could butcher hogs, and a side of bacon would stay full thickness, fluffy, soft, not just perfect piece of meat. You get it on a decrease of the moon. That's how the meat would dry up and be a little old thin. Piece of meat turned about half green and be kind of gristly or something.
Just shrivel up.
And then on marking it, branding cattle, you could brand the cow with a brand, say 4.5 inches high. On the full moon, brand that calf, and we got a big grown cow. That brand still be that same size, but you can brand that calf with that brand on a growing moon. And when it got grown, that brand would be 6 or 7 inches long, maybe. So, there were lots of things. I had a neighbor woman, she ago, you know, she had gallstone down at Washington Center in Lakeland. You may not know anything about Washington Center, you know, it's a prominent medical center. And they won't tell me how much she heard and her belief in the science. So she put on the weight till the science that she wanted. They made all kind of fun of her. But I didn't want to go ahead and do it. They tried to bump her all the other way, but she didn't budge. She stuck to it. Well, and they went ahead and moved. She was, I believe, 80 years old. And she's past 90 now, she's still living. But anyhow, it worked out perfect.
Is Miss Lee over here?
I don't think she's not.
She ain't over here cooking dinner?
I haven't seen me. I haven't seen her. No. There's pollards in there. Yeah, there's pollards in there. Go around, please.
Well, I call her Miss Lee.
Oh. Just go around there, Miss Lee.
Okay.
But.
Yeah, my granddaddy always plants by the side.
Yeah?
He has a good garden every year.
I used to farm a little on the side. I told someone some time ago, I believe I should raise peanuts just to get it harder.
You mentioned those peanuts. You ever hear anybody call those anything besides peanuts?
They used to call them goobers, but the goobers are different. Yeah.